The range is different, too. A microwave range that rises out of the counter. Various foods can be cooked here at the same time, and yet, everything done just right at amazing speed.
So, Nancy, does your microwave rise up out of the counter?
No, it sits right on the counter and acts like a shelf for all the clutter that I've got.
Do you use your microwave very much? Do you actually cook with it? What do you use it for?
I use it every single day, Stein, and I use it to warm my coffee mug before I put coffee into it. Mm. I never understand how people can take a nice ice-cold coffee mug and pour hot coffee into it. Not me, man. Right in the microwave for 30 seconds with some water and then spill it out. Voila, hot coffee.
Well, that's a very useful thing for a microwave to do, but is that all you use it for? It doesn't really justify the space.
I melt butter in it.
Oh, good for that, yeah.
Every time I have a recipe for melted butter, that's how I deal with that. When honey crystallizes in the jar, I'll liquefy it by putting it right in the microwave.
Yeah.
And there is that really fun trick with the poached egg. Remember that one?
I kind of remember. What was that all about?
Okay, so you can poach an egg in a microwave. You fill a 1-cup microwavable bowl with a 1/2 cup of water, crack a single egg into it, put a little saucer over top, and in about a minute, my microwave takes 50 seconds. You have a perfectly poached egg, so you just strain it out and put it over a piece of toast. Boom, quick breakfast.
I don't really do any real cooking in our microwave, but you know what it's really good for, I've found, is for reheating pasta dishes. It's much better, really, than doing it on the stove, you know, when the pasta will get mushy. For some reason, I don't know, quite understand it, whatever it is about microwaves that makes bread turn into rubber is great for reheating pasta. It seems to keep it al dente. Have you ever noticed that?
That's interesting. I mean, to me, that just seems sort of counterintuitive.
Yeah.
I think it would do the same thing it would do to bread.
Yeah, I guess it does, actually, and that's what keeps the pasta from getting mushy. It stays quite resilient and very toothsome that way. Another thing I've been doing a lot in the microwave, I found out, you know how when you're going to grind spices, you always want to heat them up a little bit in a dry skillet?
Yeah, I do that.
And if you're going to use dried chilies, you want to do the same thing, you know, heat them up. Well, you don't really need to do that in a skillet. You can just put them in the microwave for 10, 15 seconds, and it works just as well. It works really fine.
Okay, I want to know, do they pop? Like if you put coriander seed in there, does it pop all over the microwave oven in the same way that popcorn might, which, by the way, is probably the thing my family uses it for the most?
No, I've not had coriander pop like that. I know what you're talking about. Maybe I just haven't left it in long enough, and maybe I'll give that a try just for fun. We make microwave popcorn, too, from time to time, but I don't think it's as good as just regular stovetop popcorn, do you?
It's been maybe 20 years, Stein, since I actually made popcorn on the stove. You can still find Jiffy Pop, the magic treat, as much fun to make as it is to eat. And I would like to show my kid that. I have to tell you, there is one absolute fabulous trick with the microwave that I think a lot of people don't think about as a pie safe or a cake safe. And I do mean safe. I hide it in the microwave. It's airtight and keeps it fresh.
And it's a perfect place to hide it from the cats.
Or the teenager.
Oh, he'll catch on eventually. Hey, Nance, let's ask the punters what they do with their microwaves. I bet there's all kinds of cool things you can do with a microwave that we don't have the slightest inkling about, and maybe some that we're going to end up wishing we hadn't. Let us know at foodforthought@kplu.org. What do you use your microwave for? With KPLU food talker, Nuclear Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
The Atomic Kid.
Stein.